For the last 3 years, the city of Boulder has been collecting data on roadways all over town to see where the most serious traffic accidents occur. And it comes as no surprise that the answer is intersections, where pedestrians, cyclists, and cars cross paths.
From the data analysis that we did in Boulder, we found that even though bicyclists and pedestrians were really involved in 8% of total crashes, they accounted for over 60% of serious injuries and the fatalities.
Dave Kemp is the senior transportation planner with the city of Boulder. He's working on Toward Vision Zero, a program with the goal of eliminating serious injury and fatal accidents on city streets. He says statewide, there's been a 5% increase in serious injury and fatalities. In Boulder, that number has remained flat, which is to say, on average, 63 people are seriously injured and another 2 die in crashes on city roads each year.
A big attribute is there's an increase in vehicle miles traveled. And then we also have some major distractions that are occurring while driving. For one thing, we're not allowing ourselves enough time to get from point A to point B. And when we are traveling, we're multitasking. And distracted driving using cell phones has shown to be a significant contributor to increase in crashes.
I'm crossing Arapahoe at 30th Street, and I have the walk light, but there are still cars turning with a red light right in front of me. One of the main parts of the Toward Vision Zero program is education. Now, that includes everyone, motorists, pedestrians, and cyclists. John Maurer bikes to work every day. He says drivers aren't always aware of what's going on around them.
But a lot of people are just in their own mindset, doing their own thing. You know, they're in their car, that's their little universe. So they're paying attention to that. It'd be nice if people were more able to see it through, other people's viewpoint, on a bicycle.
Sue Prant, executive director of Community Cycles, says in addition to educating drivers, cyclists need to be more predictable in their riding.
Certainly they can obey the rules of the road because that makes them predictable. And in order for cars to not harm you, you need to be predictable, at least to have a fair chance. If the car is behaving well and you're behaving well, nothing should happen.
Of course, predictability and behaving safely all around goes a long way, but so does engineering.
So from an engineering perspective, we go to the intersection where these crashes have occurred, and we look at the dimensions of the intersection. We look if there's any outlying issues, safety issues.
Re-engineering intersections has proven successful in Boulder. Case in point, the bicycle and pedestrian underpass at Broadway and Euclid. During the 3 years before construction, there were 8 collisions involving a car and cyclist or pedestrian. In the last couple of years since it was built, only 1 collision occurred between a car and a cyclist. Those green bike lanes on Folsom also reduced right turn collisions, and increased signs, even those placed on the ground, make a difference. Multitasking isn't just a driving issue. People walk through town with their eyes and attention on their smartphones instead of on the street in front of them.
We look at our traffic signal timing. We look at the number of seconds we have for pedestrians to cross. We add additional signing, striping, and marking to the intersections in order to increase awareness.
That awareness should apply to the city too, says Maurer.
When it snowed, and they don't, they'll plow the road, but they'll plow it right into the bike lane. And so if you ride in the bike lane, you're going to wreck. So you have to ride in the road, and then people get angry and beep at you, and
Yeah, we're all human beings. We're all going to make mistakes. And if we can design our roads and our sidewalks and our signalization so that when people do make mistakes, first of all, they're kind of less likely to happen if people aren't paying attention. And when they do make mistakes, the results are less severe.
So far this year, the numbers are looking good. 0 fatalities on city streets. There were 7 in 2016. But despite that, Kemp says we won't know if the Toward Vision Zero program is an overwhelming success until the city has more statistics and time on the books. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Rosenbaum.